This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
How to pray during a flight. I'll just go over that quickly because that's not easy to find everywhere. The way you pray in a flight is, timing wise, you go by the time that you are experiencing at that point. So you don't go with your timetable from here, and neither do you consider the timetable of your destination. So now this is whether you're going for Umrah or anywhere else. Whatever you see outside the window, that is what you have to do. So if you see sun setting outside a window, it's your Maghrib time. So if you're going towards Arabia, you're going to be going into time. So it's going to be much quicker, right? Because they're earlier than us. So it's just going to be much quicker. If you're going west, it's going to just take longer. Like you could go from here at 12 o'clock in the afternoon and get to after an 11-hour flight, you can get to California and it'll still be 3 o'clock in the afternoon, right? So, you know, you're just like 3 hours. But really, going the other way, it goes much faster. So if you see it's dawn outside, you'll have to pray Fajr. Right? So that's the way you do it. Now, how do you pray? Normally, I think Saudi Airlines, they have a little place for prayer as far as I know. Right? But other airlines, they don't have a place for prayer, generally. So how do you pray? If it's a large flight, one of those big jumbos, they will normally have a lot of galley space. At the back or in the middle where they do the food and things like that. And if it's not meal times, then normally they're fine about you people going there and putting their blanket down and praying on there. So Qibla is very easy to work out nowadays. In these flight entertainment systems, they have directions, they have a map and it shows you. So you just work out where Saudi Arabia is and you face in that direction and you pray there. If you are going to a Middle Eastern country, generally you're probably going to be flying towards the Qibla anyway. Generally, if you're going in any Middle Eastern airlines, Jordan, Gulf, Emirates, then you're generally going to be flying in that same direction. But just check on the map. It's not difficult. And if you can't work it out, ask somebody. They're very helpful. I've had, on United Airlines, I've had them come and wake me up for the next Salat. Because I told them, and they worked out, they asked the captain what way was Qibla. This was like a long time ago, 20 years ago, right, from that time. And then they're quite useful. They're quite helpful. Now, if you can stand and pray, it's not mealtime and so on, then stand and pray. It's about, 5 hours flight normally to the Middle East from here? So it's not that long, so sometimes it's not that much time if it's a smaller flight or whatever. If you cannot find a place to stand and pray, now it's going to be a Hajj flight, so most likely there's going to be lots of Hajjis on there. You don't need to feel uncomfortable that you're the only one, odd one out. Right? But what you do is, if you cannot stand and pray, then you sit and pray in your seat. And you could then pray in any direction it's going because you missed the fard of standing. You could sit and pray in any direction that the flight is going on, but then you'll have to repeat it. The mas'ala here, the ruling here, is that if you are prevented from doing a fard of the salat, the standing is an integral fard of the salat. If you are prevented from that by others, then you just do it and then you repeat it afterwards when you get on land. If you're prevented through natural reasons, like feeling dizzy, like in a ship or something, then you don't even have to repeat it, right? Because that is not an influence from others, it's from up there, right? So you sit and pray, and then you just repeat it afterwards. And you obviously, you'll be a musafir, so you read two, and you don't have to do your sunnahs if you don't want to. However, when you are sitting in your flight, the Prophet ﷺ in a hadith very clearly it mentions that when the Prophet ﷺ was outside the city, he would sit on his animal and he would make nafl prayer in whichever direction the animal was facing, even if it was not towards the Kaaba. That is permissible wherever you are. As long as you're outside your city limits, you can pray nafl prayer sitting down with gestures. Right? With gestures. And I'd like to explain that when you sit and pray in your seat, you don't have to move your back at all. This is where most people are confused as how to do your ruku and sajda. The way to do your ruku and sajda, that's where lots of people are confused when you're sitting. If you're not doing sajda on the ground, on the floor, right, then you literally just sit, you read what you have to, then you bow your head slightly for ruku, and you bow it more for sajda while you're sitting down. You don't have to go in the front seat and bang, you know, and go towards the front. You don't have to do that. Right? The only time you do ruku like that is when you are going to do a sajda and you're sitting down and praying. Then you'd go down for ruku as much as possible, you get back up, and then you go into sajda because you're going to do a proper sajda. But when you can't do a proper sajda, when you're sitting in your seat, this is even when you're sitting praying on a chair, when you see people, you see all sorts of things, right, that people are doing in the masjid, you just have to really be moving your head. Because it says ima. Ima means to gesture with your head. Inhina is where you have to bow down in Arabic. So that's the way to pray in the plane. So when you've got time and you're just sitting there and you have wudu, then just pray like that. Pray nafil prayers, sitting down, whichever direction you are. And it's a sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ, so at least do it once in your life if you can.